Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Behind the Headlines, where we'll spend the next 10 minutes or so looking at some of the biggest stories our reporters have been covering today. Coming up, we'll hear from fans who've been paying tribute to former Premier League player George Baldock, who was found unresponsive at his home in Greece last night. And we're in Southport, where the Prince and Princess of Wales have been speaking to people who came together following the knife attack that shocked the country in July. But first, we're starting in Florida, where at least 9 people have died and millions of homes are without power after Hurricane Milton made landfall overnight. The US president's told people that help is on the way. Well, our senior reporter Katie Lyons has been speaking to some of the British people who are over there.
Several months' worth of rain has fallen in just a few hours and strong winds have ripped the roof off a stadium. Well, Melissa and Dan live in Bromsgrove and have spent the night stuck in their Orlando hotel. Melissa's been telling us what it was like.
Luckily, it didn't seem to be too severe where we are. The winds were quite strong at points and it was a little bit frightening, but we were okay. We've got our water and our food.
Around 5.5 million Americans were told to leave their homes ahead of the storm hitting. Courtney from Wakefield is also meant to be on holiday in Orlando, but she found out about the storm just a day after arriving. She's now in Georgia after an 8.5 hour drive to get there.
The locals mainly are telling us to leave. They were, you know, saying that this is not really going to be survivable, which was what ultimately made our decision to get out of the area, even though Orlando isn't in an evacuation zone. But Florida itself, you've got a mix of people that are staying that haven't got the money to evacuate.
Well, this is the ninth hurricane of 2024. Usually the Atlantic experiences an average of 7 each year. Dr. Namrata Bhattacharyamish is a professor in natural disasters at the University of Chester. She says the impact of climate change is making hurricanes more powerful.
The oceans are growing warmer, and this warmth is actually affecting the intensity of hurricanes. So the hurricanes that we would have seen were much lower before. Now we see higher intensity, higher category hurricanes much more often.
Authorities in Florida say homes could be without power for up to 3 weeks, with warnings of floods in the storm's wake.
Next tonight, the Prince and Princess of Wales have carried out their first joint engagement since Kate's cancer treatment came to an end. The royal couple have been in Southport, more than 2 months on from a knife attack and riots in the town. Our regional correspondent Victoria Glover was there for us today.
Well, this visit certainly feels very significant. It's the first time the Prince and Princess of Wales have been seen in public together since June. And we understand that Kate wasn't initially scheduled to come. She wanted to be here to show her support and empathy for the local community. They met with the families of B.B. King, Elsie Dot Stancombe and Alice De Silva Aguiar, spending around 45 minutes with each of them before coming here to Southport Community Centre, where they met emergency responders who were first on the scene back in the summer. It was a visit that was kept very under wraps, and it has certainly shocked locals that I've been speaking to.
We didn't realise we were here, did we, till we saw it on Facebook, I think, did we? But yeah, very exciting.
I think it's really nice of them after everything they've been going through this year.
Well, it was a shock because I've just finished work, come home, and I said something's going on, and obviously we've walked up here and seen.
Well, this is the first of a light programme of duties the Princess has resumed since finishing her chemotherapy treatment.
Now, overcrowding in prisons has been a big talking point recently, and in Scotland, hundreds of short-term prisoners are now going to be released early in a bid to deal with overcrowding. It comes as the First Minister is accused of being soft on crime. Well, our political editor Alan Smith sent us this report from Holyrood.
477 inmates were freed early in the summer, but the prison populations continued to climb, prompting this response from the Scottish Government.
To change the point at which most short-term prisoners are released from the current 50% to after 40% of their sentence.
Justice Secretary Angela Constance has decided against doing the same for more serious offenders, but isn't ruling out another round of emergency releases in future. It made for a lively exchange between Scottish Tory leader Russell Finlay and John Swinney at First Minister's Questions earlier.
John Swinney might be even softer in crime than Nicola Sturgeon.
Scotland imprisons more offenders per head of population than most other European countries.
But at the heart of this are those impacted by crime. Kate Wallace is from Victim Support Scotland.
They already don't know that it's so early on in a sentence that people are being released, so this has the potential to cause quite a lot of anxiety and trauma.
This latest move could result in nearly 400 prisoners being freed early.
Still to come on Behind the Headlines, fans pay tribute to former Sheffield United player George Baldock, who's died aged 31 after being found unresponsive at his home in Athens.
What a player, what a gentleman. Met him on a couple of occasions and he was just a warrior on pitch.
And we take a look at a new £27 million scheme that's been announced on World Mental Health Day, aimed at seeing if support is actually reaching those who need it. First, though, we hear a lot about problems on the railways across the UK, usually because of delays and cancellations or just the sheer cost of travelling. But now we're hearing of cases where people are being taken to court and fined hundreds of pounds, all because they've accidentally bought a wrong ticket. Well, our reporter Nathan Marsh has been speaking to one man who's scared he could end up with a criminal record. So, Nathan, tell us more about what happened here.
Sam Williamson bought a ticket for his train to Manchester on the Northern Rail app back in September, only for the inspector to tell him it wasn't valid. Sam offered to buy a new ticket that could be used for the journey, but he was told he was being reported and threatened with prosecution.
I was spoken to by an authorised member of staff for contravening railway regulations. They don't really say anything about exact numbers and fines, but they do say that they will apply for a minimum of £150.
Sam had bought his anytime single ticket with his 16 to 25 rail card, which saved him less than a couple of quid. But what he didn't realise was that it wasn't actually any time at all, and that from September, the small print said he couldn't get his rail card discount if he was travelling before 10am and if the ticket was under £12.
And Nathan, has anyone else been affected by this?
Yeah, Sam says multiple people just in his carriage were caught out for the same reason, and he says rail operators need to make the ticket restrictions clearer.
Part of the problem is the fact that Railcard and the individual train operating companies don't really have much connection. There's not much joined up thinking. So someone like me, who is a fairly semi-regular user, can still make a mistake like this, that even if the absolute value of difference between the fares was quite small, Northern have tried to escalate into something much bigger. Some people have been fined upwards of £400 for very similar instances.
Wow, OK, so what has the train company said then?
Well, a spokesperson for Northern has told us everyone has a duty to buy a valid ticket and check the terms and conditions. But the Department for Transport's admitted things have got too complicated. It's asking Northern to urgently assess this case and others that are similar.
OK, thanks, Nathan. Well, next tonight to the tragic case of former Premier League footballer George Baldock, who was found unresponsive at his home in Athens yesterday. The 31-year-old used to play for Sheffield United and signed to a Greek club in the summer. Greek police say they don't think there was any foul play. Well, all day, Blades fans have been paying tribute at Bramall Lane, including our senior reporter Chris Davis-Smith.
Steady streams of tearful Sheffield United fans have been arriving at Bramall Lane to lay flowers and shirts in tribute to George Baldock, who enjoyed 7 years with the Blades. I'm reading a written tribute now which says, "Fly high, Starman, you gave everything for us and you will be missed." These supporters tell me it's only right that the 31-year-old is remembered before England take on Greece, who Baldock represented in the Nations League tonight.
He left everything on the pitch, he was so passionate, he's a great guy. I had the pleasure of meeting him a few times and he was just... It's a shock. I'm still not really processed it yet.
It's just such a shock. He was an amazing player. He's one of the players that really wore the shirt and the badge with pride.
I remember meeting George and he was just very happy to take pictures and say some words.
I interviewed Baldock a few times during his 7-year spell in South Yorkshire. He always came across very personable and warm off the pitch, but he definitely had a fierce competitive side once he crossed the white line, with his reliable performances making him a fan's favourite in the red half of the Steel City. Baldock left Sheffield United earlier this summer to join Greek club Panathinaikos.
and 9 parts of the UK are going to trial a new scheme looking at whether mental health support is actually reaching the people who need it. The government's £27 million announcement comes on World Mental Health Day. Our chief reporter in the South West, Andrew Kay, has more on this one.
The latest figures I've seen from the NHS show back in July, almost 2 million people in the UK were in contact with mental health services, and that's 100,000 more people than the year before. Today, the government announced the first local mental health research groups to see what can be done to improve access to services in local areas. Here, it will be a partnership between the universities of Bath, Bristol and Exeter, and may look at things like the isolation in rural areas and what can be done. Rupert Cox is someone who's long campaigned for changes. He runs a charity in Somerset called Farmerados.
We're now losing farmers nearly one a day. 30 years ago, there were a lot of people working on the farm. So between them all, they could share the tasks, they could share the challenges, they could talk about stuff. Now often farmers are on their own. They might employ one person.
Today's announcement is being welcomed by Jenny Wooldridge, who lives in Bristol and lost her father. She's worried that at the moment support isn't always reaching those who need it.
I think our ability to talk about mental health is better, but still mental health services are so overrun. You know, I've worked with young people where you can't get early intervention.
The government says it hopes the new scheme will end what it's calling the one-size-fits-all approach, and services can in the future be shaped based on local needs.
There's more about World Mental Health Day and where you can find support over on our website. And if you want to find out more on these or any other stories we've been covering, they're on the news pages of our radio station websites, or we're across social media. And don't forget to subscribe so you can always catch up with our digest of the day's news every weekday on Behind the Headlines.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.